poll, majority of Americans angry with how things are going. By Hannah Blow on September 11, 2021. A majority of Americans are angry with how things are going in the country, a CNN survey released Friday found. The survey, taken August 3 to September 7, 2021, asked respondents to gauge how they feel about the way things are going in the country today. About three-quarters of Americans, 74%, indicated anger. Of those, 48% said they are somewhat angry, and 26% are very angry. Just over a quarter, 26%, said they are not angry. Additionally, 69% said things in the country are going pretty/very badly under President Joe Biden's leadership, while 31% said very/fairly well. Of those, 2% said things are going very well. As Breitbart News detailed, regarding specific issues from this year to last year, the numbers do not improve for Biden. For instance, 77% are worried about the economy in 2021, while 58% were worried about it in 2020. Similar numbers exist for crime, as 57% in 2021 are worried about crime, while 37% were worried about crime in 2020. Related to the coronavirus, concern over the pandemic has risen since Trump was president. Today, 70% are worried about the virus, compared to 60% in 2020. The survey, taken among 2,119 respondents, has a margin of error of +2.8%. It comes on the heels of Biden's Thursday address, in which he berated unvaccinated Americans and announced plans to issue sweeping vaccine requirements, even in the private sector. "This is not about freedom or personal choice," Biden asserted. "My job as president is to protect all Americans," he continued, announcing that the Department of Labor is developing an emergency rule to require all employers with 100 or more employees that together employ over 80 million workers to ensure their workforces are fully vaccinated or show a negative test at least once a week, triggering backlash and vows to fight the overreach. If Joe Biden does not have the legal authority to force vaccines on millions of Americans, Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody warned on Friday, "his proposal is outrageous and unlawful. I will be closely watching these developments and taking any and all action within the authority of my office to stop this unprecedented power grab," she added.